We'll be addressing various points tonight. We'll be discussing, amongst other shailas, we'll be addressing the shaila of a stolen Megillah. See if I really can't keep my eyes off your Megillah, and I just want to say, you know what? A stolen Megillah. Can I be yotze with a stolen Megillah? We learned about we got Solulav and Esek. What's the halacha with a stolen Megillah? Can you be yotze the mitzvah with a stolen Megillah? We'll be also talking about the brachas of the Megillah. What's exactly the halachas of the brachas, and when do you say the brachas, when do you not say the brachas? And we'll be addressing what's the halacha if somebody in the middle of the Megillah, in Megillah, feels faint, for instance, and he wants somebody to take over. See, he's faint. Or the noise is just too much for him and he just wants to have somebody taking over. Can he swap in the middle of the Megillah having enough Malka? Or do you have to start again from the beginning? What's the halacha with regards to that? And we'll also be talking about an oval. Is there any restrictions with regards to an oval with regards to reading the Megillah? These, amongst other shailas, will be discussed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Aleph Seif Yud. Im Ein Megillah Kshera. If there is no kosher Megillah available, the halacha is Korim Oysa B'chumash B'loi Brocha. Interesting indeed. If there's no kosher Megillah available, you should read from a Chumash without the Brocha. There's certainly an element of a Chiddush in this. The Mishneh Berurah says that the reason for that is that it brings from the Prima Godim. Prima Godim says, because of the Roik and Bezelik, is B'loi Brocha Shalit Ishtakach Teras Megillah. Is it the real reason why we read, even if you can't be yotze the mitzvah, even if it's mamash, literally a chumash, and you certainly can't fulfill the mitzvah with that, you should still read it. Why should you read it? Shulet Yishtakach, Toiras Megillah, that we shouldn't forget at all the mitzvah. Certainly won't make brachas in it, certainly not. But it should still be read. Think of it under extreme circumstances. Think about a prison. Think about somebody who's traveled and he's no Megillah. Think about all these examples. He should still go through the Megillah, although he won't be able to make a bracha. There's certainly an element of a chiddush in that. What do you think is the chiddush in that? That's right. You would have thought maybe that it's a little bit misleading that first year is going to make it without the bracha, and second year is, oh, I remember last year, my Zayda already used to use a Megillah, a chumash. And then eventually people forget, and eventually you'd have thought that it may mislead. Sometimes we say that in halacha, that if it's not the halacha chiddush away, then you keep your fingers off that. But over here we don't say that. Even if it may actually be physically an absolute chumash, you should still go through it, because shalot yishtakach toiras Megillah. Even then, he says, even with that, the Prima Godim is going even on that. Yes. Is there any point in reading Kriyas HaTorah? Is there any point reading Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Shabbos? I think we all appreciate the question that, based on the fact that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvas Tzibur, and this is fulfilled by... What's your question? Your question, is there any point, or... what's exactly your question? Pardon? No, the study is that on the one hand you'd say that there's no point at all, because... that it's a chayvas tzibur, and if there is no chayvas, if there is no good, right. So that would be the other tzad. But the tzad would be there is no point at all because the chayvas tzibur. There's no chayvas tzibur here at all. There's no tzibur, so there is no point. The Kriyas HaTorah was dafke established on a tzibur, so arguably there is no point at all going through Kriyas HaTorah. And this is actually some poskim pasken like that. As to whether there's still an inyan to say it privately, there's an inyan, a limited inyan. Besides the fact of Shnai Mikra, but that's another issue. Yeah. Good. So the answer is, good question, is that Pirsum HaNisa by going through the Chumash? So Pirsum HaNis generally is only when there is a Tzibur around. There's a Tzibur around. When you have an Olam around you. If you're doing privately going through the Chumash, there is no Pirsum HaNis. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif. Say if you dalef. Im korab megillah gzu. Ah, yeah. If you're talking about megillah or Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah. I can't hear you. If there's a
the minion, but the verse is the
Torah. Right.
You're married to Lane with a
Chumash. Yes.
Because there will be a Chayiv on that
symbol. Yeah, I'm not sure. Good question. I don't know. I don't know. Interesting question. Yeah, so what happens then?
So I'm saying that this situation probably comes
up. Yeah.
They didn't start out well.
Right, so that's an interesting question. That's actually a very interesting question. What happens if towards Dvarim you find a psul in the Sefer Torah, which the Mafreya would really imply that all the kids of Torah that have been read until now, actually, you could claim, you know, it's read from Apostle Sefer Torah. You're not Yotze. So this is a discussion, and when we're going to be learning Emet Hashem Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we'll get to that. But the answer, in brief, is that it's not. We don't say that so much. So we don't even say, we say that it's fine, because when you read the without going too much into it, but then you're allowed to read it, because you're allowed to read based on a chazoka. You thought it's a kosher Sefer Torah, so you've got a chazoka. So therefore, you're allowed to read it. So therefore, although now retrospectively we know that it was possible, but nevertheless, since you read then Beheta, so therefore we don't oblige you to go to back. So much so that even when it comes to Zohar, even if Zohar was read from a Sefer Torah, you won't have to, half year later, read Zohar again. Yeah, but that's a discussion on its own. Seif Yud Aleph. Im korob a Megillah Gzula. If a Megillah was stolen and a person read the Megillah Gzula, Yotza Yo Yotza. Why is that? Why is that? The Mishneh Berurah says three words. Fascinating Mishneh Berurah. Seif Koton Chof Ches. De'ein Gezel Bekoil. You cannot steal a voice. What does Mishneh Berurah mean? Ein Gezel Bekoil. Correct. Absolutely. So, contrary, pardon?
If the person reading it himself is Yotze.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Because as opposed to a lulav gozel, as opposed to an esrig gozel, you have stolen the item that is the item of the mitzvah. You need to shokel that esrig. Over here, with regards to Megillah, we spoke about that previously, that the mitzvah is really Shmiras HaMegillah, which needs to happen through a kosher Megillah. But it's not really the Megillah that makes the mitzvah, it's the Shmir of the Megillah. We had a similar discussion, if you remember, with regards to Tkiyas Shofar, that's right. So over there, the same halachas apply. So that's the point. Mishneh Berurah does add something, maybe you should see that immediately. I mean, the Ramah says, Imevachin Olea, says the Ramah, Ein Le'eltzim and Tovresh Memtes. If you've stolen the Megillah, but you don't want everybody to know about that, it's a stolen Megillah. You want to now read in front of the tzibur. You want to? Can you make a bracha on a stolen Megillah? So that halacha is Ein Le'eltzim and Tovresh Memtes Le'inyan Lulav Apostle. Same apply with regards to Lulav. What can same apply with it? Mishneh Berurah explains that. What is he referring to? He says Inyan Lulav Apostle. He means Lulav Gozel. And then he says, it says that the Maisa, with regards to the, what he's referring to over here, the Maisa, with regards to the Bracha, that you don't make a Bracha. That's what he's saying to you. The Maisa, you don't make a Bracha. The Poskim say the Maisa, you won't be able to make a Bracha. That much you can't. You won't be able to because of an additional halacha, they can avoid in Hilchos Brachos, that anything that has an Issa in it, you can't make a bracha on. So although you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you are fulfilling the mitzvah by hearing the Megillah from a stolen Megillah, you're yoitz the mitzvah, but with regards to bracha, you won't be able to make a bracha. Stolen matzah, what do you think? Is that comparable to stolen matzah? Correct. Correct. The emes is the, pardon? Stolen tefillin, yes, I think it's the same halacha. Yeah. Yeah. Same halacha as the lulav. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah goes even a step further. Let's see this inside as well. It's got lamed. Do I didn't count? I'm a prima goddim. Prima goddim says, Ta'afilim konoi b'shinui mais v'chadoim afilo ochel lo yivorech. Even if, yeah, So you want to do a shinui maisa, meaning you are changing the object substantially. That what happens then if a shinui maisa, if you've changed the Megillah substantially, then what happens then is that Shinui Maisa, that means that this object now suddenly becomes yours. It becomes actually yours halachically. You own it, but of course you have an obligation. You are a thief, and you have to now, you have an obligation to repay back the stolen item, certainly. But as far as this Megillah is concerned, if done a Shinui Maisa, it becomes actually yours. So the argument would have been, if you've done a Shinui Maisa on the Megillah, say you have, or be a good Shinui Maisa, you've done some substantial change in the actual Megillah. That's right. Yeah. If you have changed the substantive, you would have said that, well, now it's certainly yours. It's true. You have to pay back. But this Megillah is certainly yours now. So maybe you could have claimed, well, if it's yours, you could certainly make a bracha on that. So the halacha is no, says the Prima Goldim, that even if you've done a Shinui Maisa, and it's true, the object is yours now, nevertheless a bracha you can't make. Again, for the reason I explained earlier, it's a vault in Hilchos Brachos, that brachos is, the Rebbein Shalom never wants a bracha with something which has a taste or an element of an issa in it. You can't make a bracha on such a thing, you can't make a bracha on such a thing. So although it's taka yours, but since it was stolen initially, you won't be able to make a bracha on it. Yeah.
Said the Amshnova apparently used to wake up his children very late at night in order to light menorah. Now, obviously, I don't have any tidings whatsoever on the Amshnova. I'm sure his children were all meichel anyway. But Luyatzia, someone woke up his wife and kids in order to light menorah late at night, so he had some kind of pisimanes. Would you say that because of the Gezel Shena, which is part of the pirsum, he would be that the pirsum would not be kosher?
How about you say, what do you think about this interesting shaila? Interesting shaila. Can you repeat the question? I'm not an expert in Hilchos Gezel, but I do remember seeing once a shaila to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zonazuntenstark. Now, what's the Mekoyr of Isul Gezel? Which gezel is that? A gezel normally needs to be something ben. What is a gezel is that? And he answered, of course, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his usual way of just answering back. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's answers are always no more than a couple of words. 3 words, 5 words. I was on Zoicha to have a tshuva from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which is 2 lines. And somebody offered me a lot of money for that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered that there's no it's a gezel with regards to is gezel shena. But it's as after l'reicha kamoicha. It's an issa, which of course al pi halacha makes a big difference. But it's still an issa deraisa. It's still an issa deraisa, of course. But it's not. There's no real issa gezel. It's not issa gezel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. Right. Okay. That's with regards to issa gezel. With regards to the Megillah. Siman tofu is study base. Dinei broches haMegillah. The halachas of. Brachas of the Megillah. Hakoyres the Megillah. Somebody reads the Megillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mevorich lefaneh shalosh brachos. You need to say before that 3 brachos. Al mikra Megillah. First bracha is the bracha Birkas Hamitzvos, which is al mikra Megillah. Second bracha is Sha'asa Nisim. And finally, the third bracha is Shechiyonu. Now, what is that Shechiyonu exactly? What is that Shechiyonu that we make? We're now talking about the bracha of Shechiyonu that we're making by night. The night of Purim. We're making Shechiyonu. We're making 3 brachas before we read the Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, Shechiyonu. What's the Shechiyonu? What is it on? Megillah. Megillah and possibly all the 3. Who agrees to that? All the 3 mitzvahs, is that what you're referring to? Yeah? Oh, in the morning. Yeah? Anything? Let's ask for, let's just carry on a couple of words. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that by night we don't, by day we don't repeat and say Shechiyonu. Let's continue with the Ramah just to get that bit clear. Ramah says no, we actually do say Shechiyonu by day as well. And the Ramah continues, that's the minhag in all the countries, we say Shechiyonu by day as well. So we're going to go over the 3 brachas again, not only by night but by day again, we're going to make 3 brachas. One person can make a bracha, and the other one reads. We're going to get back to the last few words shortly. Just with regards to Shechiyonu. So let me rephrase the question. The Shechiyonu by night, that we understand, Right. Shechionu by day. So that you said, it's going on the other mitzvahs as well. Does everybody agree to that? Does a Shechionu by day go on the other mitzvahs too? Or does it not?
Unless you say
you do the mitzvahs before, what?
Unless you're making a shechianu before the meal and before the
right.
Giving
the matanas levyonim shlachmanas. Good question. We'll get to that. We'll actually get to that. We'll get to that shortly again.
The fact that there's a shechianu by night, it's like a given meal. The shechianu by day must apply to the other three, because otherwise,
why?
You don't really need one shechianu to cover both kriyas if the shechianu is only covering the kriyas.
Do you agree to that, Rabbi Sai? Make sense? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotan Aleph. Sif Kotan Aleph Shechionu. Venochoin, it is proper. Lechavein, to have the intention. Bibirkas Shechionu, when we make the Bach of Shechionu. Gam, also, al Mishloach Monois. Veseudas Purim. When he said the Shechionu, he should also have intention of Mishloach Manos and the Suda. Shem Ganken Mitzvahs, because they're also mitzvahs. V'yoydia zeh l'shleach tzibur ha-mavorech. You should let know the Shleach Tzibur, who lines, he should, when he's making the Shechionu, should be aware that he's over here moitzi, not only himself, but all the Shoimim, also for the other mitzvahs too. So he needs to have that in mind. The boy kavona shemia mashmia. You need the kavona of the sayer and the listener. We have in there, and you should have this intention. We vika shechiyonu de yoim kizmanam be yoim. You should have the same intention by day as well. So we're learning now over here that the shechiyonu is also going on mishloach manos and sudas purim. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So yes, correct. The shechiyonu covers that as well. There's one interesting question on this Mishnah Berurah. Very obvious question. That's right. Mishnah Berurah says that Shechionu is also covering Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. Well, what's about Matanos Levyonim? Is that what's wrong with Matanos Levyonim? You don't have Shechionu, Matanos Levyonim. If this includes the Shechionu, includes all the other mitzvahs Hayoyim, which is obviously the case according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you should also have in mind Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. That's the Shechionu also covers that. Well, if that's the case, then what's wrong with Matanos Levyonim? Okay, you're saying that Matanos Levyonim is actually closely related to Mitzvah Tzedakah, and that is a mitzvah that we need. So therefore, what are you saying? That it is. It's okay. Okay, you're right to a large extent, but can I just. Yeah. We don't make bracha on Tzedakah, that's right. You don't make Shechionu. What an interesting approach. Right, that's an interesting approach. Okay, so just to get back to your point. Yeah? Mishloach Manos? Correct. So why should the Matanos Levyonim be different from Mishloach Manos? Correct. Good. So the point that you're raising is actually something that the Poskim say. They say a bit similar. They say that the truth is that the truth is that there is a special mitzvah on Purim. There certainly is a mitzvah of giving Matanos Levyonim on Purim. If you give a, it's closely related to Tzedakah, but on Purim, we have a special time-bound mitzvah of giving Tzedakah, and the halachas are a little bit different than regular Tzedakah. We're going to see when we get to Hilchas Matanos. It's not complete, it's not identical to the regular mitzvah Tzedakah that we have the rest of the year. But, you're quite right, the Mefarshim explained, that since it's not nikkah, it's not recognizable that you're doing a special mitzvah on Purim, you can't make Shechionu. As opposed to Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim, which is very obvious, you're doing something special over here. So therefore, there is no Shechionu going on that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Yeah. It's Sudas Purim is... The Sudas Purim has... Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I hear you're saying that it's... I hear. I don't know, because there is Lemaisa, the Prima Godim does say, when he brings down this halacha, the Prima Godim does say, Mishloach Manos, Besudas Purim, he actually does mention Matanos Levyonim too. So you could maybe say that you should have intention all of it, and Mishnah Berurah is maybe lav dafka. Don't know if you can say that. Are you happy with that approach? Does that make most? No, you don't like it. No, because the Prima Godim say you should have intention. No, Yekish Pshat. Okay, let's cross it out. It's not Yekish. We cross it out. Okay. Yeah, I hear. So what? Yeah.
So I'm not quite clear. So the Shem Gan will say it by night.
It's going specifically on the Megillah. And on by day, it's also going on to all the other mitzvahs of the day.
So it's going on the Megillah as well, plus the other.
Correct. Plus the other. Correct. Correct. Yeah.
So if we can pater the other mitzvahs of the day with a Shekhianu on the Megillah, why can't we pater the mitzvahs of Megillah Tayyim with the mitzvahs Megillah Belayla? If you can pater a mitzvah which isn't Megillah,
it's not his man.
It's
not this man. It's not this man, though. By night, it's not this man of the Kiyah Bayom. And in fact, maybe. You know what? We have to wait for Sifkot and Beis. Maybe that's going to answer. I think Sifkot and Beis will answer your question. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis. Says the following. I want to go. You know what? Can I just finish off Sifkot out of these three lines there that may be interesting before we move on to Sifkot and Beis? The Mishnah Berurah says, just the last three lines of Sifkot and Aleph. Im Ovel Koiris HaMegillah. An Ovel. Is an Ovel allowed to read the Megillah? Rabbi Yisai, an Ovel? Can't read the Megillah? Ovel can read the Megillah? Why not? Ovel can read the Megillah? Right, Ovel? Yeah, you agree? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Im Ovel Koiris HaMegillah. Yevorech acher habrochois. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if the Ovel, yes, an Ovel can read, but he can't make the bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. An Ovel can read the Megillah, but if he is to do so, another person should be moitzi with the brachas. Mishum b'yekar shechiyonu, because the bracha of shechiyonu, she'ein ha'ovel mevorech lehoitzi rabim b'yekar shechiyonu, ve'ovel yikra, says the Mishnah Berurah, an Ovel can't make Shechiyonu. How can he say Shechiyonu, Vekiyamonu, Vigyonu, Lazman Hazeh? I'm so happy to have reached this stage in life. You can't say that if you're an Ovel, because you just lost a close relative. You can't say Shechiyonu. Since you can't say Shechiyonu, you can't make the Bochus, so you can read the Megillah if you can't say the Bochus. Reb Shlomo, I'm going to ask a question on this. What's the obvious question on that? Okay, no, that's what Rabbi Shlomo wants to ask. Pardon? Of year, yeah, okay. Okay. Bit more, yeah. Oh, that's very similar. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is part of it. If we are talking about somebody being moitzi the tzibur. Moitzi the tzibur, that's what we're talking about over here. Moitzi the tzibur, that's why you cry right on a regular Yom Tov if you can. But if you were talking about being moitzi tzibur, that is inappropriate to make shechiyonu. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you're talking about tzibur, which is the case, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's avelis b'faesia. Imagine that. We know there's a rule of avelis b'faesia. Person is not allowed to show prominently that it's an oval. This person is a baal kor every single year.
Only on Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Correct.
So you're asking.
So why do we stop him from making the bracha? Why is Mishnah Berurah saying he can't make the bracha? Surely this avelis b'faesia. He is a baal kor every single year. He reads every year. And he's making the brachas and he reads the Megillah. This year we're telling him, you know, you can carry on reading, but you don't make the brachas. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, sounds like avelis b'faesia. You're displaying openly his avelis. He's not reading. It's passive. So is there such a vod? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says there can't be such a vod. I hear what you're saying, that it's passive. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seems to be learning, he says, there's no such vod, because ultimately, he's displaying avelis. He's displaying avelis. You're saying that there's a chilek between... Right. Yeah, that's true as well. But I hear what you're saying, there's definitely that approach as well. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman says that over here there can't be that chilek. So that's what. But Shlomo Zalman goes so far that he wants to. It sounds like from the shtickle, He sounds like he's even arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like a big. And he says that an oval, halach lemaisa, an oval, a reach, like, sounds like he says you should make the brachas, unlike the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Bez Mishnah Berurah. Uva yoim einu choizer mevorech. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. What? He says, Darikva berich palal. Shulchan Aruch holds. You only make Shechionu by night, you don't make Shechionu by day. Not like the Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make Shechionu by day. Why is that? Darikva berich palal, you made already Shechionu by night, you can't make Shechionu again. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says, the second opinion, the Ramah's opinion is, the Severus Apayoim, also by day you make Shechionu, he holds, the Ikka Mitzvah's Kiyosu Beyoimu. The Ikka Kriya, the main reading, is by day. That's the main mitzvah, the main reading, the main lining. Therefore, although you make Shechionu by night, but there's an additional Mechayiv by day, and that's what's allowed, that's why you're making Shechionu. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The final point for today, it happens that the Baal Koira in the middle of the reading, he can't. He feels faint, he's got a headache, he can't carry on. What's the halacha then? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Das Rechoinim, the replacement, Ain't Zorich HaKoira Hashen Yoim Etacht V'Laskel Berosh. His substitute doesn't have to start from the beginning again, afresh. He doesn't have to start from the beginning. Rak on Yaschel Mokum Sheposse Gerishen. He can carry on from where the first one stopped. Mokum Sheposse Gerishen. The Kolschkin Shin Zorich Levorch Mechotosh. He also won't make a bracha. The Yotzukal Akol Mubiakis Gerishen, the brachas that he said initially are certainly valid still. For do Tichel Tziburin, it's a Tichel Tziburin. That if a person makes the brachas and he reads the Megillah and halfway through the Megillah he can't anymore, sounds like it's a bedyavet gehetta, that because of Tichel HaTzibura, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to start again from the beginning, but you can just continue from where he stopped, and certainly you won't have to make your brachas, you just continue from where you are. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paschal.
Because you don't have to be there from the beginning of the leaning.
Why would it be a problem? I don't think it should be a problem. I don't think it should be a problem. That's right. Yeah, but he's not making the brachas. Why are you saying that if it was Yotze? Yeah, it's not legal. Yeah, I still think he could. Yeah. What? Well, pardon, I didn't hear. Sorry. Right, but that's true. But there is a, generally you're right. It's a very good question. But the answer is that there is a concept of arvus, that if somebody else is chayev and you yourself are not chayev anymore, the fact that he is chayev that gives you some obligation as well, and you're to some extent also chayev, and you'll be able to be moitzi others. Yeah, but it's a very good question. Yeah.